Back here as part of our Food Drive Fridays coverage, we're catching up with Mary Benedict at Central College, kind of wrapping up their food drive and just kind of putting a bow on everything there. Mary, another successful food drive here as part of the Season of Gratitude at Central College. First off, let's just talk about the participation. A lot of people getting involved this year and making this one of the most successful ones yet.
Yes, I was very happy with what we ended up with. And like you said, we had a whole lot of extra little side gigs going on that I didn't ask people to do. They just wanted to throw it in there so that we can collect more food for the Pella food pantry. We started the week before, the athletics team, they had wrestling duels, and they asked everybody to bring food. And the cool thing about that is they were a lot of high school students. A lot of community members that went to that, not just Central people. And they got 3 boxes full of canned goods for our food drive, which was amazing. And then that whole week of the food drive, which we did the week before, I just was a little more aggressive on my emails every other day saying, hey, it's me again. Don't forget to bring your food. Don't forget to bring your food. And I think that really helped. We had, cause then also then the Spirit Shop, who, you know, is on campus, they kind of jumped in the bad bandwagon, and they advertised, the day before on Thursday saying, hey, we want to get in on this to help the food pantry. If you bring in some food, we'll give you 10% off, a new item or 25% off clearance items. And when I went over there Thursday, they had 3 boxes of food, which was amazing. And then I was going around Friday morning with the golf cart picking up food in all the buildings and was getting, started out a little slow, but still food coming in. And I was like, oh, but then as I got more and more out there, I was like, good golly, there's a lot of food in here. I think I made 4 or 5 trips with the golf cart with boxes to fill up the van. And then when I went into the Bro Center, there was a professor who had extra credit. So he challenged his students to bring food for the food drive, and he would give him extra credit. So when I went to pick up his box, it was full of canned goods. I mean, again, and those were students on campus. So I think we had great participation from staff, faculty, students, and obviously community members when they came to the wrestling meet as well, which I know for a fact that this was our biggest one that we've done so far.
And that's very neat to hear. And as you talk about this food drive, you know, sometimes, you know, people can maybe get worn out because there's so many food drives that are held, right? And continue to see faculty members, students, community members be involved in this, continue to make it grow year after year, and just continue to make this a successful event as part of the Season of Gratitude as well. What does that mean to you, kind of helping organize this, to see that while you're pushing to make this bigger and bigger each year, you're not alone in trying to make that a bigger event?
Right. It makes my heart happy when I was going around and getting more and more food. And in my mind, and I'm hoping in everybody's mind, it's the right thing to do. I mean, when you see a food drive, you know, donate to it. Even if it's like one can, that's one can more that will help. And I tried to push that along. I am happy that each year we've done this. We have definitely gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. And yes, it does slow down. You know, it's kind of like, I think we're in our like 6th or 7th year of this. And, you know, people are like, oh, it's the food drive again or whatever. But that's not happened. I mean, they're building each other up, you know, and it's almost like maybe next year I should do this, challenge the buildings. Who gets the most food into that week in their building? And, you know, I do plant some food sometimes, because if you see an empty box for a while, you know, like my husband works in the Vermeer Science Center. So I have a box for me or food for me in Central Hall. And then I send him some food in Vermeer so that, oh, people are giving. I have to remember to do that. So, and that box was pretty full as well. So it's just little reminders, I think, and just the initiative. Everybody knows what's going on, and they want to support people who are in need and who, you know, have food insecurity, again, because it's the right thing to do.
Absolutely. And again, we're talking to Mary Benedict here at Central College about their food drive as part of the season of gratitude. And one thing that is going to be very nice is, you know, we saw it grow again this year. We're going to continue to try to see that grow next year as well. I know you mentioned to me off the air that already starting to plan for next year's food drive as well a little bit. And I know that it's probably not totally ironed out, but, you know, just what's the excitement level for you to continue to see this event try to grow and try to top it even next year?
Yeah. I'm the kind of person that every time I do something, one, even if my events, if I something we do yearly, I'm like, I want it bigger and better the next year. And this is one of the things that I want bigger and better each time we go. I've already got some ideas, you know, that maybe what I can do, start advertising it way earlier. Even though we advertise it, bam, November 1st, I want to go into October and maybe start advertising it then and get people ready. Like I said earlier, some challenges for the businesses and stuff. And we've got our meeting set up to talk about the successes and what we want to do next year and how we're going to do it better. So we've already got the meeting set for, I think it's like this week. So we're all on the same page that we want everything to go better every year.
Absolutely. And again, season of gratitude is a big part of this. And I know our specific focus here on Food Drive Fridays is the food drive that was part of that. But season of gratitude, obviously a great time, is just kind of a community and a college community as well to just kind of reflect on everything as well. And, you know, be fortunate for the things that we do have and be able to help those who, you know, maybe are looking for those things to be grateful for in terms of what can be provided to them in terms of services or food or things like that as well. And another successful season of gratitude here at Central College.
Definitely. I mean, from our coat drive to making mats for the homeless, just the food drive, everything we've done, it's for a specific purpose. And that is to help everybody, help the community, help people in need, help your friends. And it's something that, yes, we have our season of gratitude in November. We do our food drive the week before Thanksgiving. But this is really something we need to do all the time. And I challenge everybody, you know, or when the grocery stores round up for food, do it. If you, like Hy-Vee, had their little $5 and $10 bags this weekend, throw $5 in and get a bag for the food shelters. I mean, it's something we should always be doing. Pick up a few extra things when you go grocery shopping and give it to the food pantry. It's just the right thing to do. And that's what we are. I mean, we want Pella to be, you know, supporting of all everybody in Pella. And this is one good way to do it.
Absolutely. Again, that was Mary Benedict with Central College here on Food Drive Fridays, talking about the food drive at Central College as part of their season of gratitude.